You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Jane Lee of MLB.com, who has a quote from her manager, Bob Melvin, this week that says this, quote, "He's walking up to me between innings, talking about walk-up songs. I'm like, get away from me. No one wants to talk to you." That might be the quote of the year. You might go the whole season and not be any better than that. And we all know, Jane, you and I, that people who've been around dugouts and stuff, baseball players get a little freaky when a guy has a no-hitter. Can you explain why Bob Melvin didn't want to talk to that guy on that day?
So Sonny Gray is a guy that no matter how he's doing, what day, you know, if he's starting or not, he is going to be talking to you in the middle of the game, in between innings. And he talks to Melvin the most, it seems like, especially on start days. But, you know, here he is. He's cut, you know, 7 no-hit innings behind him. And apparently during that time, you know, he's just casually going up to Melvin, you know, asking him. I guess they talk about walk-up songs a lot, and he's asked Melvin before about suggestions for walk-up songs, and Melvin's given him some. And so, you know, here it is opening night. Sonny's chosen Come Together for his. And so he goes up to Melvin and is asking, so what do you think? What do you think of my song? You know, what would you pick? And Melvin, of course, is like, what are you doing? Get away from me. I don't want to talk to you. No one wants to talk to you. You know, go sit at the end of the bench. And just stay quiet. And it was really funny. I don't think a lot of people saw when Stephen Vogt hit his home run. The A's, they have this thing where they do the home run tunnel. So they form together in the dugout and form this tunnel. And they wouldn't, you know, Sonny was not a part of it. So Sonny kind of had to form his own little tunnel for Vogt. And, of course, the no-hitter was broken up in the eighth, which was actually, as much as everyone wanted to see it was a relief for Melvin just because it would have been really hard for him to sit him back out for the ninth because he was at, you know, 98 pitches. And on the first start, your max really is 100. So maybe for the better, but still just an incredible night for him. And yeah, that line was probably, it's going to be hard to beat, especially coming on the first day.
And the larger thing is Sonny Gray is 25 years old. He has made, I think, 44 big league starts out of Vanderbilt University. And if you start naming the pitchers in baseball you would rather have than Sonny Gray, you're not going to be in that conversation very long. This guy has emerged as a number one among number ones after one full season in the big leagues. As you watch him, as you cover him, what are the things about Sonny Gray that most impresses you?
Honestly, I think he makes it look so easy out there. I mean, here's a young guy, you know, throwing his fastball 95, 90, he'll get it down to 88. He swears he does not throw a slider, yet you'll see it because he just kind of, everyone says, you know, he kind of makes up pitches as he goes along, which makes him kind of tough to catch. And Stephen Vogt said that before, but as tough as he is to catch, he's still fun to catch. Because you kind of can start thinking, well, it's for the catcher, he can start thinking along with him. But you just never know. But no matter what he does, I mean, he makes it look so effortless. And, you know, he's a tiny guy, too. And I know there's been comparisons to Tim Hudson. But, I mean, he really is one of a kind. And it's really amazing, you know, to think of just how young he is. And then you start to think about, you look at Rick Porcello and the contract he just got. Well, if Rick Porcello is worth, you know, over $80 million, what's Sonny Gray worth? Because Sonny really is, you know, one of the top pitchers in the game. And I don't know that he's considered up there with, you know, maybe the Justin Verlanders and the David Prices and John Lesters of the world. But, you know, I think that's only going to come with time. And I think by the end of this year, he will be.
And Jane, the other thing that stood out to me is the first games of the season for the A's is, okay, they don't have Coco Crisp. They don't have Josh Reddick. And they don't have their closer, Sean Doolittle. And Billy being constructed the roster, but Bob slides, has the luxury of sliding Benz Obrist to left, putting Eric Sogard in at second, putting Sam Fuld in center field. And Billy told us through the years that he's had seasons ruined by injuries. So in building teams now, he looks for flexibility, and that flexibility has been on display in these first two games, and that the A's just get going and seem not to miss a beat despite missing Cobb in the wheel.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, you look around the division in recent years, I mean, the Astros, the Rangers, you know, the Angels, and you look at the injuries that have hit that those clubs, and they, you know, they're kind of caught. And the A's, I think that happened one too many times for them, especially early on in Billy's career as GM, where they just, I mean, they couldn't do anything because they were just so stuck with so many injuries. And so I think they've learned from that, and that's why you look at their roster, and they have, you know, you'd have to think they have more flexibility, more depth, you know, more versatility than probably any other club. And, you know, it didn't happen by accident. They've learned from the past. And, yeah, you look at the outfield and, you know, coming into the season, you're without two of your starting outfielders, Coco Crisp and Josh Reddick. And, you know, most people would, you know, probably freak out about that thought. I'm sure fans were until they realized, oh, wait, we still have Zobrist and Fold and Gentry, and all three of them can play all three outfield positions. So it's been interesting to watch these first couple games, you know, where Bob's plugging them in, because really, you know, they're all interchangeable, which is really incredible. And it extends to the infield, too. I mean, you have so many guys in there that can play multiple positions as well, and it really, really helps, you know, when guys go down to have that flexibility.
Sam Poole is an amazing player, and he is an amazing person. I think a Stanford University guy. He's 33 years old, you know, and has had a hard time finding a full-time spot. And I think he's at a spot where they appreciate him. He's a writer. He's a gifted writer. He's just a brilliant guy. He's a diabetic, a guy that has to manage his diabetes to play in the big league. Tell people about Sam Poole and the determination that you see from him to have crafted the career he has, you know, with the fact that he's not a physically imposing guy.
He's not, but I mean, you watch him and he's as athletic as anyone, and as determined as anyone. And, you know, he has bounced around some. I mean, he started the year with the A's last year, and then they had to designate him, you know, just because of a roster crunch, and they didn't want to see him go. And so that's why they went, you know, after him and got him at the trade deadline again last year. And Bob Melvin even said last night, you know, he's been around a couple times and we hope to keep him this time just because he's so valuable. You know, he's got the speed. He's been a real presence there already at the top of the lineup. And again, when Coco's out, it's not just, you know, the defensive presence you miss. You really miss him at the top of the lineup because he's been their spark plug for so long. But when you have a guy like Fold, I mean, the guy's already on pace for 162 triples after two games.
Right.
you know, he's fun to watch, and he just kind of I think he is also kind of a spark and kind of just really inspiring, you know, not only to the people watching him, but to his teammates as well.
And Jane, Scott Kazmir had a significant drop-off in the second half of the season. His ERA went from 2.38 to 5.42. What happened that Scott struggled so much in the second half?
I think maybe a little bit of fatigue. He was losing some on his velocity, but I think that was almost kind of to be expected just because you have to remember he's still building up his innings from returning to the game. You know, before last year, he hadn't thrown. I think last year he threw just over 190 innings, and he hadn't thrown that many since 2007. So that's, you know, that's a lot of time in between those. And I think last year was just the case of, I mean, he gave them so many good innings in the first half and, you know, into the second half. But then he started to drop off some, and coming into spring this year, you know, he acknowledged that and said he feels even stronger than he did last year. And you look at what he did last year for the team, and he was an all-star. And it was really impressive. So the fact that he's already saying that, and he noticed it in spring too. I mean, his velocity hasn't been this high in years. I mean, he's, you know, consistently hitting, you know, 94, which last year, you know, it was just every few starts you saw that. But I think we're going to see a lot of innings from him, and I think maybe that was a concern from him from the start when he signed with the A's. But I mean, you look at him now, and you know, you would never know that this guy ever left the game.
She's Jane Lee. Her work is at athletics.com. Does a great job covering the Oakland A's. And thanks for your time. Enjoy the rest of your opening week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.